Thank you very much, Alan, for the introduction. My name is Mohammed Jahangir. I'm postdoctoral fellow at Trinity College Dublin in associated with TIAGAS Environment Research Centre in Ireland. I am presenting some some of my research data on groundwater denitrification and groundwater derived greenhouse gas emissions. It's indirect emissions of nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, and methane. The main reasons of my research: excess reactive nitrogen in the environment. In agricultural system in Ireland, more than 232 kg nitrogen per hectare is nitrogen surplus. And in Europe, average data even more than 250 kg nitrogen per hectare. So this nitrogen leached to groundwater and emit indirect nitrous oxide emission to the atmosphere. It's, according to IPCC, this is indirect nitrous oxide emission factor, the used emission factor for groundwater. And the dynamics of dissolved nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, and methane in groundwater is a key missing piece in our understanding of greenhouse gas emissions in the coastal zone. And in addition, carbon and nitrogen balances within agricultural system exert huge uncertainty so far due to the lack of estimation of dissolved carbon and nitrogen losses via groundwater. And our hypothesis was that biogeochemical processes that reduce nitrate flux and nitrous oxide emission are functions of existing soil type, hydrology, and geochemistry. We have selected four different agricultural sites in Ireland. They are under TIAGAS Environment Research Centre, the one Johnstown Castle, Derrygold. They are in different counties. And we have selected these sites. They are contrasting in land use, nitrogen input, and their permeability, soil type, bedrock geology, and rainfall distribution, and also the depth of unsaturated zone, depth below groundwater level. So three sites are grassland, but one of them is mixed grass with cover crop, clover grass, and another one arable system. Johnstown Castle and Solohead Farm, these two sites are low permeable sites, and Oak Park and Derrygold sites are high permeability sites. We used multi-level piezometers in three different depths, in subsoil zone, in interface, and bedrock. So subsoil is about 5 meters below ground level, in bedrock subsoil in interface is 12 meters below ground level, and in deep groundwater 22 meters. In one site it is extended to 50 meters below ground level. We selected the location for piezometers according to the local hydrology to sample along the groundwater flow path. We used screen section 2 to 6 meter screen length, and piezometer diameter is 0.05 meter. And then what we analyzed for, we sampled monthly for 24 months from February 2009 to 2011 using US EPA low flow sampling method. We analyzed dissolved oxygen, pH, temperature, turbidity, electrical conductivity, and redox potential on site when we sampled groundwater. And we analyzed for hydrochemistry, mainly nitrate, nitrite, ammonium, total organic carbon, total nitrogen, and some other chemical parameters. And we analyzed dissolved gases, dissolved argon, nitrogen, and dissolved oxygen in membrane inlet mass spectrometer. And we analyzed dissolved greenhouse gases, nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, and methane in gas chromatography. We extracted dissolved gases using the headspace extraction method that we see in the lower figure on the right. This is the headspace extraction technique. And we also analyzed groundwater, recorded groundwater temperature and water table depth using in every 30 minutes using electronic diver. And we measured saturated hydraulic conductivity by slug test. And we used water balance method for estimating total loss of dissolved gases via groundwater. Then hydrogeological data. The rainfall in 2009 and 2010 was significantly different in all sites. It was 2009 was normally rainfall was higher, 30 to 40% above the average. for 10 years average in Ireland, and in 2010 it was a drier year in compared to 2009, 10 to 15% lower rainfall, and accordingly the effective rainfall was also lower in 2010 than 2009. Here effective rainfall, we refer it to the drainage of groundwater. We measured the thickness of unsaturated zone based on water table depth. Between ground and water table depth, it was significantly different across sites. We see here Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites, water table depth is lower than Solohead and Johnstown sites. And water table depth was also different in different groundwater zones in subsoil, interface, and bedrock. We measured saturated hydraulic conductivity, and in two sites, hydraulic conductivity was less than 0.2 meter per day in Solohead and Johnstown site, and in Oak Park and Dairy Gold it was more than 0.05 meter per day. Groundwater temperature was similar across sites, with highest 13 and lowest 5.5, mean 10 to 11, and temperature changed in subsoil and interface zone only. It didn't change over time in bedrock zone. Now, nitrate concentration in four different sites. Mean nitrate over 24 months were 3.7 and 0.7 in low permeability sites, but it was more than 10, 11, and 15 in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. Nitrate over time, nitrate concentration shows higher variability over space than over time, so it showed higher spatial variability than the temporal. I mean, dissolved organic carbon concentration were, in general, were lower in groundwater, but they were different between sites. In Johnstown and Solohead site, it was 2.9 and 1.3, but it was less than 1 in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. So vertical distribution in subsoil interface bedrock DOC was similar, which is indicating that DOC can leach from subsoil zone to even deep in groundwater. The redox potential and dissolved oxygen concentration in groundwater. Redox potential was lower in low permeability sites, is 70 and 60 millivolt in Johnstown, Castle and Solohead, but it was higher in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites, where the permeability was higher. Mean dissolved oxygen concentration low in to low permeability sites is 1.7 and 1.4, but it was higher in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. Higher dissolved oxygen during November to January was higher when the rainfall was low, but it was lower in winter. It was November to January in the rainy season, it was higher, but in dry season, dissolved oxygen concentration was lower. Especially July to December, it showed lowest dissolved oxygen concentration in groundwater. Why this disparity in dissolved oxygen concentration in between sites? We see in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites, higher permeability, deeper unsaturated zone, lower rainfall, and higher dry period made this favorable condition for higher dissolved oxygen, maybe due to high percolating water, dissolved oxygen dissolved in percolating water in high permeability sites. Now, mean dissolved nitrous oxide concentration were 0.024 and 0.11 in low permeability sites, but it was higher in high permeability sites, 0.038 and 0.049 in Oak Park and Dairy Gold. It showed significant higher concentration in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites than two other low permeability sites. Similarly, similar to nitrate, it showed higher spatial distribution than the temporal. And we also measured denitrified nitrogen in groundwater, which are concentration significantly higher in low permeability sites in Johnstown and Solohead. We see here the mean value 2.3 each in Johnstown and Solohead, but it was very low in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. Mean values of nitrogen delivered to groundwater were significantly higher at high permeability sites. We used total nitrogen, initial nitrogen, it's nitrous oxide, denitrified nitrogen, nitrate, ammonium, and dione. So we estimated all species of nitrogen. And we also estimated nitrous oxide emission factor. for all four sites, and it showed slightly higher values than the IPCC default values of emission factor. But it is within the range of IPCC emission factor. Now, dissolved carbon dioxide and methane. We found mean dissolved carbon dioxide concentration 36 and 28, 12 and 33 milligram carbon per liter in four sites, and methane was 246, 31, 5, and 2 microgram. Methane was comparatively lower. Annual DOC losses were 24, 10, 3, and 5 kg per hectare. This is the mean value for each site. And annual carbon dioxide losses were 222 and 164, 56, and 162 kg per hectare in four sites. Annual methane loss, as it showed, the data is lower, but as a greenhouse gas, this is important. So we then estimated total carbon losses, including DOC, CO2, and methane losses over the year. It ranged from 78 to 344 kg in the low permeability sites, and it was 30 to 217 kg carbon per hectare at high permeability sites. This is including DOC, carbon dioxide, and methane. And mean dissolved nitrogen, total dissolved nitrogen, we calculated nitrous oxide, nitrogen, nitrate, ammonium, and DON, all species. And the losses, total losses via groundwater was 17 to 38 kg per hectare at low permeability sites and 57 to 82 kg per hectare at high permeability sites. And mean nitrate range from 8 to 12 of the total nitrogen input, whereas in high permeability it was 27 to 38% of leaching loss in the high permeability sites. We estimated here the Spearman R value to show nitrous oxide, the factors affecting nitrous oxide. We find here dissolved oxygen, KSAT, groundwater table depth are the main contributing factor to nitrous oxide emission. So the conclusion, high permeability sites have higher nitrous oxide production, higher low nitrogen to nitrous oxide plus nitrogen ratio, and high nitrous oxide emissions. Higher emission factor than IPCC, slightly higher but within the range of IPCC. The main factor we observed are low for more denitrification and less nitrous oxide emission are low permeability, shallow water table depth, low dissolved oxygen, and low redox potential and availability of dissolved organic carbon or other electron sources. So the final sentences, screening of areas with high denitrification can be an important tool for agriculture nitrogen management for the safeguard of the environment. And thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for good questions, please.
I wasn't sure how did you know the N2 is come from denitrification, not from using other sources?
Yeah, we measured total dissolved nitrogen in groundwater, and then we subtracted nitrogen in water equilibrium condition in the atmosphere, and then we subtracted nitrogen in entrapped air using argon, nitrogen-argon ratio. We know nitrogen-argon ratio. We measured argon as well. And then from total nitrogen, we subtracted nitrogen in water equilibrium condition. That is, you told diffusion, and we also subtracted any nitrogen in the entrapped air, and then you find the rest of the nitrogen is from denitrification.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.